Welcome to Engineering Influence, a podcast from the American Council of Engineering Companies, with your host, Jeff Urbanchuk.
And welcome to another edition of Engineering Influence with ACEC. Very happy to have a repeat guest to the podcast. Matt Morello is the chair-elect of the Coalition Leaders Steering Committee.
Thanks for having me, Jeff.
Yes, thank you for coming in. I know you're a busy man. You have a lot of hats that you wear, not only being president of your firm, Lewis Goodfriend & Associates out of New Jersey.
Yes.
And mayor as well.
Yes.
And then also, of course, chair-elect of the
coalitions. Yes.
And then also taking on the Tax and Regulatory Committee. So there's a lot going on. But today, really focusing in on coalitions, you were just a couple minutes ago in our large conference room talking to the staff together about the importance of coalitions. Take a moment and kind of describe, what do the coalitions at ACEC do? Why are they important? And really, what are you trying to get across coming in as the chairman of the coalitions committee?
Okay, thanks. So the coalitions, for people that aren't aware, are groups within ACEC, many of which are practice-centered, whether it's land development or professional surveyors, mechanical, electrical engineers, or structural engineers, that provide additional information and resources to those practice-centered firms. The other of those two are based upon the size of the firms. You have small firms and the DPC, the larger firms. The Small Firms Council was a firm that I got involved with as chair in 2012. And the value of the coalitions is, as we were just explaining to staff of ACEC, is to provide a pool of information and resources, whether it's peer-to-peer, I have a question about something I want to do or tried to do, or it's just the ability to have access to documents. Right now, the number of documents that any coalition member would have access to, if they were to purchase them all, would be over $5,000. And that's a significant investment to a firm. If a firm is starting or growing or merging or adding on to, the ability to go and tap into those resources of just the documents alone, or being able to talk in a peer-to-peer environment and say, look, I want to open a new business, or I want to open a new office, or I want to develop my next generation of leaders, or how valuable is my firm? At some point, somebody's already done it. And within the coalitions, you're going to find that person, probably one that's done it right and one that hasn't. The ability to tap into the information is going to make your firm better off in the end, because you have the ability to say, okay, is this method of growing my next generation of leaders, is it going to work for me or is it not? And I think the coalitions started when we all started to get together in 2011 and 2012, where the different chairs got together and said, okay, each one of our groups, instead of trying to be all things to all members, concentrated on what did we do best. And the Small Firm Council we decided we were going to try to be the best at helping you run your business. How can we make you more profitable, grow, or maintain your client base, diverse your client base, while the other coalitions were making you better surveyors or better land development or better structural engineers or better mechanical electrical engineering firms. And when we did that, when we got together and said, okay, let's each one of us coalitions do the best we can at what we want to provide our members, that's when the membership of the coalitions in general started to grow rapidly. I've always believed that if we can get anybody who automatically joins ACEC for whatever reasons they do, if you want to be engaged and you want to get the most you can out of ACEC, the advocacy side and the coalition side, although they are completely opposite in terms of what you need to put into them, they're going to make your firm stronger, make you a better leader, and help you grow your business and develop those next generation of leaders.
And it's a really low barrier to entry.
It really is. I mean, obviously, there's a significant monetary expense to join ACEC, but to join a coalition is only $250. And if you're a member of the insurance trust, they reimburse you part of that. And then if you're a member of a coalition, you want to join another coalition, it's even less expensive. So the cost to join a coalition versus what you get out of it, if nothing else, just the documents themselves, is an order of magnitude over where you pay.
But like you said, it's that information sharing. It's that best practices.
Absolutely.
It's becoming a center for excellence for firms to learn how best to, I guess, grow or change their management structure or whatever they want to do to be more successful in their industry. Not so much professionally, but in their specialization, even though there's information about that available, it's more how can you grow your firm, get it ready to go into M&A if you want to do that, or if it's going to be just, you know, training the next generation coming up. That's really where you can learn.
I think, you know, you're right. And to be honest with you, Jeff, I've been going to the small firm council roundtables for almost 20 years now. And one of the questions I got asked by staff was, you know, what are the typical topics you discuss at these approximately 2.5 hours of sitting in a room? And what you had mentioned with mergers and acquisitions and growing leadership development and firm valuation and benchmark performance metrics, we talk about over and over and over again. And we're always finding new ways to try to come up with what works best for my firm. I have a very small firm in the New Jersey, New York City area. We've been between 5 people and 12 people in the 17 years I've owned the business. But the coalitions itself have always helped me when I want to figure out whether I'm doing well or not doing well. Is this a good time to open a new office? How do I quantify whether it's a good time and whether it's performing well or not? All of that information is readily accessible because people have done it. And there's nothing easier than asking somebody who's done it and not done well at it, okay, what pitfalls do I avoid so that I can concentrate on being the best acoustical engineer I can offer in this area? And at the same time, because I'm a small firm, I don't have a CFO, an HR director. How do I get around, or how do I deal with those topics in my business, which will come up? And what's the best way to deal with it? And I think that pool of information, the pool of resources, is something that's invaluable.
And something else that was mentioned during your talk was the fact that at the conferences that ACEC holds, it's an open door policy that if you're an ACEC member and you want to just test out a coalition or see if it's something that you're interested in, you can come in and sit in and you know, see if it's right for you.
Right. The roundtables that exist on the Sunday of the national meetings are where we get. It's an open door. People come in, and I've always found that if someone joins one of the roundtables and finds some value, and even if it's one topic we discuss that it makes their lives easier, that's a prospective member that we more often than not can get to join a coalition.
So Matt, really, what's your elevator pitch for membership coming in? And you have some, you know, you're talking to a bunch of new ACEC members, and they don't know about coalitions. You know, what's your pitch to them?
I think any firm that decides to be involved with ACEC has already made the decision for the expense of joining, and they've determined whatever their need is. If that firm really wants to be actively involved in the industry, have a say, or at least be in the know into what's changing in our industry from a tax standpoint, a regulatory standpoint, infrastructure, what bills are coming or not coming, ACEC is the place to be. If you're going to make that jump and to be actively involved with the organization, losing out on the opportunity for a very small investment in the coalitions of $250 to be involved and get access to that pool of information to grow your business, to manage your business effectively, to grow the next generation of leaders, and to become a better engineering firm and a principal, is really something that you need to take into consideration. Otherwise, it's an opportunity lost. We all spend most of our time being responsive as business owners. And if you have an opportunity to tap into information to make you a better leader, to make your firm stronger, more resilient in downturn times or in growth, I think it's a resource that everyone should take advantage of. And the coalitions is the place to get that.
Well, that's fantastic. And Matt, thank you for coming down to Washington. Thank you for speaking to our group. And I know you have a busy schedule, so I'm not going to hold you up, but thank you so much again. Check out our coalitions on acec.org. Thanks again for coming on.
Thanks, Jeff, as always.